Arctic Technologies Window of Opportunity, a brief, informative look at what's been happening at Arctic and some exciting new products that can revolutionize your life by unlocking opportunities in employment, education, and your everyday life. Before going any further, let me define the structure of this tape. It is divided into sections that deal with specific subjects or product groups. For example, one section is talking note takers. Each section has a double tone that marks the start of that section. Immediately following the double tone, you will hear the title of that section. If there are multiple items within the section, you will then hear a list of the items. Each item within the section has a single tone at its start. The sections on this tape are 1. Introduction, 2. Contact information, 3. Arctic website, 4. Windows speech access, 5. Talking note takers, 6. Simply computers, 7. Other products, 8. Closing. Introduction. Do you want access to information wherever you go? Anything from a shopping list to a textbook to a multi-million-dollar contract? Do you want to truly surf the internet? Need to take notes in meetings or the classroom? Want to be automatically reminded of important appointments? Want to effectively and efficiently use a computer to its full potential? Want to review reports from work, notes from school, or read a book anywhere, anytime? Arctic can provide products that do all of these things and more. Products that are reliable, effective, easy to use, and easy on your budget. Sounds like a lot of marketing hype, doesn't it? And we know as well as anyone that there are, unfortunately, a lot of empty claims and hollow boasts in this marketplace. But we back up our claims with over 15 years of experience designing and manufacturing innovative, adaptive products at a reasonable price. During that 15 years, we've earned a reputation for honesty. Granted, like many other companies, we may have regrettably been late in delivering some products, but we have never misled our customers regarding the capabilities and effectiveness of our products. Nor have we promoted our products by making misleading or unfounded claims about others. That type of activity is detrimental to everyone, but most especially to the customers, to the people who need adaptive technology. This is a very small marketplace, and there is limited funding available for the purchase of adaptive equipment. When someone buys a product based on claims that have been made, and then finds that the product doesn't live up to those claims, they are normally stuck with the product because they don't have the personal finances, you know, or can't obtain the funding to simply go out and buy another. So we ask only one thing of anyone who is in the market for an adaptive product. Be informed. Gather the facts for yourself. Like Arctic, most companies offer free demonstration copies of their software. Get hold of them and compare for yourself. If you're looking for hardware, check with state agencies and private organizations in your area. Arctic and other manufacturers go to a lot of expense to ensure that these facilities have equipment for their demonstration centers. Take advantage of this by going in and comparing the different products for yourself. If you're given a recommendation or opinion on a product, weigh it carefully. Is the person giving you an opinion based on personal experience or on secondhand knowledge? Is the organization making the recommendation based on an objective evaluation or because they receive a commission for each product sold? Don't hesitate to ask. Gather as much information as you can and make an informed decision. Of course, having said all this, I'm now going to spend the rest of the time on this tape telling you how great our products are and why you should choose Arctic. But don't take my word for it. Contact us to have free demonstration copies of our software sent to you or download them from our website. We'll be happy to let you know what demonstration centers in your area have Arctic products that you can try out. We also attend numerous conferences and exhibitions across the United States and in foreign countries. We'd be happy to give you our schedule so that you can stop by one of those and have a demonstration done. And as always, we have a 30-day money-back guarantee on our products. Contact information. You can contact Arctic by mail, by telephone, by fax, or via the internet. Our address is Arctic Technologies International Incorporated, 55 Park Street, Troy, Michigan, 48084. 8-3. Please note that we have had a change to our area code in our telephone numbers. Our voice telephone number is area code 248-588-7370. Our fax number is 248-588-2650. Our website address is www.arctictech.com. That's www.arctictech.com. Arctic website. You can visit Arctic's website at www.arctictech.com. That's arctictech.com. You can find full product information, current pricing, special offers, download demonstration versions of our software products, leave email for technical support and other departments, locate the name and address of your local Arctic representative, and generally catch up on the latest happenings at Arctic. We've designed our website to be as speech-friendly as possible. Of course, if you really want to see how easy and effective internet access can be, download the free demonstration version of our WinVision 97 screen access software and try it with Microsoft's Internet Explorer. Please let us know what you think. We welcome any comments or recommendations that you might have regarding our website and features or information that you think should be added. Windows Speech Access. WinVision 97, amazing automatic access right out of the box. First, let me make a quick announcement regarding our software in general. Currently, our screen access software is serialized to either an Arctic synthesizer or to an external key, what some people refer to as a dongle. Now, this approach is an advantage for the person who needs to use a number of computers. Perhaps they work for a large company or school system. The advantage is that our screen access software can be loaded on as many computers as wanted, and the end user can simply move their transport, Arctic note taker, or the external key to the computer that they want to use at that moment. However, we recognize that there are situations where an Arctic synthesizer is not being used and a dongle is not an option for whatever reason. Therefore, we will soon be shipping a soft key version of our software. Now, this is an approach that allows the end user to install the software on a finite number of computers and does not require serialization or a dongle. So soon you'll have another choice when you order Arctic software, either soft key, serialized to your favorite Arctic synthesizer, or serialized to an external key. Before getting into the details of WinVision 97, let's take a quick look at the design philosophy behind screen access programs in general. Now, one approach is to design a bare-bones screen access package that doesn't do much on its own, but instead requires extensive customization for each application program that you want to use. Now, such customization is normally referred to as profiles or key macros or simply macros or similar names. Now, this means that someone must sit down with each application program and design a unique series of commands that will read the application properly. This is normally done by the manufacturer, since these unique commands are frequently written in what is essentially a high-level programming language like C++. Now, the advantage to this approach is that the screen access program can be tailored for a specific application. The disadvantage, however, far outweighs this. For example, limited number of applications. There are hundreds of thousands of software titles, and the number that can be customized by an individual or a company is obviously going to be limited. Another question is, what happens when a new version of the application is released? Perhaps the screen has changed, some of the functionality, the custom macros that were done to fit that screen or certain applications in the previous version might not work now. In that situation, you have to wait for the manufacturer to modify their macros or get a degree in computer science and learn how to program in C++ yourself. The problem is that the computer market is moving towards a situation where the computer is a tool. Most owners want to use the machine and not be a technical expert. This is analogous to when automobiles were first introduced. To own one, you had to be a mechanic. You had to be able to take it apart and put it back together yourself. Nowadays, most people are fortunate if they know where to put the key and put the gas in and how the radio turns on. They take the system elsewhere. That's the same thing that's happening with computers. Perfect example of this is Windows 95 itself. The Windows operating system was designed by Microsoft specifically to be an operating system for people who want to use a computer but do not want to be technically in-depth in terms of how the computer operates. Now, this is the approach that most people are taking to computers nowadays, and the customization approach in screen access programs works directly against that. It is an approach that least serves the average computer user today, because most of them simply want to use the computer and not have to be a programmer or an engineer. Our approach is to build the functionality into the screen access program and make it automatic. Therefore, the user is going to have access no matter what application is being used. Now, naturally, the level of access will depend on the application, but there will be access no matter what. We do provide the ability to customize how WinVision handles an application, but it's done through selecting options on menus or setting controls. Now, this way, even the most novice user can set up the screen access program to interact with an application in the way that they want. This design philosophy is the standard in the computer industry today. In word processor, for example, you don't have to write a unique command to format a page. That functionality is built into the word processor, and you simply set the margin values that you want. Windows itself operates on the same principle. You don't have to customize it to read a floppy disk one way, a hard disk another, a CD-ROM a third, and so on. The ability to identify and handle all of these devices automatically is built in. Now, this is the design philosophy that we have always followed, and it has proven itself successful through the thousands of Arctic customers who use computers in myriad environments with thousands of application programs. This is the design philosophy upon which WinVision is based. For years, WinVision has proven to be a reliable workhorse for fast, extensive, and stable speech access to both Windows 3 and Windows 95. Since the first WinVision release for Windows 3 in 1993, many powerful new features and functions have been added as part of regular updates to the software. When WinVision 95, which was the first United States screen access program for Windows 95, was introduced at the beginning of 1996, all of this power and flexibility became available in the Windows 95 environment, and the improvements and enhancements continue at an amazing pace. Since its introduction in January 1996 through 1997, WinVision 95 had 6 upgrades, all at no cost to the end user. And an upgrade for our new product, WinVision 97, is already scheduled for the end of September, containing many new features, one of which is support for software synthesizers such as DeckTalk and AT&T's FlexTalk. Now, this latest release called WinVision 97 is called WinVision 97 not because of its release date, but because of the extensive support that's been added for Microsoft's new Office 97 suite. Some WinVision 97 features are that it easily installs in seconds from a single disk, complete support for Microsoft's Active Accessibility Protocol, extensive Office 97 support, exceptional proactive Internet Explorer support, automatic column reading, key remapping so you can define your access commands any way you like, context-sensitive help facility, plus numerous other functions and improvements. A quick word about Active Accessibility. Active Accessibility is a protocol that has been introduced by Microsoft. It is Microsoft's approach to resolving many of the problems that occur in screen access to a graphical user interface like Windows 95. Basically, it's a protocol that Microsoft is encouraging all application developers, whether they be IBM or Corel, Lotus, whoever, to include in their applications because it allows a screen access program to interrogate the application and receive information regarding what's on the screen, where it is on the screen, what the purpose of that item is. Arctic has implemented full support for active accessibility in its WinVision 97 product. Now, the Microsoft Office 97 suite has active accessibility support in it, and also Internet Explorer 3 has active accessibility. And this allows us to do some absolutely fantastic things in terms of the Internet. I mentioned that our Internet Explorer support was proactive. Now, the reason that that we say that is that we work proactively with the most popular browser that comes free with Windows 95, Internet Explorer. Now, reactive browsing is really a thing of the past. Browsers, unlike word processors, do not have a cursor to move around. A browser is used to display a web page and slide it around so you can view the portions extending beyond your screen. Now, this is okay for sighted users, but not very good for blind computer users. Typical access programs only react to screen changes, and they rely on a system cursor for establishing a reading position. Reactive programs also read screen text from left to right and have difficulty separating text in random columns, tables, flowing graphics, and other artistic layouts. And as a result, speech can get jumbled as words from multiple screen areas are interwoven into one sentence. A website as common as www.yahoo.com will be misread. Hence, reactive browsing only partially works with a limited number of speech-friendly websites which have no screen formatting. Now, proactive WinVision 97 works in conjunction with Internet Explorer 3 to sort out text jumbles in formatted pages. Macros can achieve this. First, we developed our own web cursor to navigate around a web page script independent of the browser. This allows text to be gathered beyond the current screen view. A logic system was then added for reading columns and tables correctly and automatically. Links that wrap around a line are also spoken correctly. When you move over a link, WinVision 97 activates it to make Internet Explorer synchronize and render a page there. For hands-free operation, our innovative web pilot mode can continuously read and feed web pages. Now, this allows you to stay on the cutting edge of the technology because web pages are increasingly more artistic than they were just a short time ago. The look and feel of the Internet will probably change many times as Netscape and Microsoft slug it out to rule the Internet, constantly adding features and HTML extensions. In time, it may become hard for other browsers or specialty browsers to keep pace with the changes forced by this major league competition. Working integrally with Internet Explorer, however, is a sure bet that Arctic WinVision users will be able to access evolving information resources in the future web. WinVision's simple, non-invasive installation, automatic natural operation, and freehand mouse reviewing have quickly brought Arctic users into the Windows world. You'll feel at home with popular applications like Microsoft Word, WordPerfect, Excel, Lotus 1-2-3, and countless others automatically. No need for extensive customization or waiting for the manufacturer to write macro routines to support new applications that you want to use. WinVision users have quickly and easily mastered both the Windows 3 and Windows 95 worlds with built-in tools and automatic functions that give extensive access in any environment, not just a select few applications like other screen access products have targeted. Bet on a sure thing as thousands of Arctic users have already. Compare our blazing fast performance and everyday usable functions. WinVision supports many synthesizers like All Arctic, DeckTalk in its many different shapes and sizes, like the Kurzweil units, Sound Blaster, Accent, the Blazy products, Keynote Gold, Accent SA, the we also support refreshable Braille, and WinVision works by itself or with our excellent full-featured DOS access or Magnum 95 large print. Now, we mentioned Office 97 previously, and we have done extensive work to ensure exceptional interaction with the Microsoft Office suite. We feel that our customers should be able to use the same tools as all of their sighted colleagues. So when Office 97 came out, which made massive changes in terms of how the underlying code worked, many screen access programs were literally left speechless. We quickly responded and made changes that support Office 97. In fact, WinVision 95 was the first program to fully support Windows 95, and now this top-performing Access product has been redesigned and optimized for Office 97, Internet Explorer, Adobe Accessibility, plus many others. Within the Office 97 suite, because of the changes that we've made and Active Accessibility, we're able to access all of the buttons on the toolbars. We're able to speak their functionality and allow you to utilize them. You can get font information in terms of size and the font being used, paragraph information, is it centered, is the text bolded, underlined, italicized. And this works within all of the Office suite, within Word, within Excel. You can read roll and column titles automatically, access the button bars. Within Microsoft Access, their database program, which is used quite extensively for forms within many companies and school systems, we can read field titles, field data, and have done some really exceptional things to allow this to happen. Now, you'll find that, as I said, WinVision has undergone regular enhancements and updates since its introduction. Some of the features included in all of our WinVision products are their compatibility with a wide range of application programs. Automatic column reading, which makes browsing text that is laid out in multiple columns a snap. Key remapping. This allows you to go in and define what keys you want used for your access functions. So you can set up your keyboard in whatever is the most comfortable manner for you, the most easy to use commands. Context-sensitive help facility, which provides helpful information and hints on both Windows 95 and application programs, features, and functions. DocuPilot, which allows you to read a document as a total document, not in chunks. Artificial intelligence for rectangle recognition, advanced field reads. The list goes on and on. If you're interested in a detailed list of exactly what functions are available in WinVision, please contact us. We'll be happy to send you that information. Or, as stated, you can log on to the Artic website, www.artictech.com, and download a free demonstration version of WinVision. Now, this is a fully functional version that operates for approximately a half hour at a time. If you're interested and would like a version that will give you longer access, we have a demonstration version of WinVision 97 that runs for 30 days. Now, this version is available for $19.95, and if after trying out the 30-day version you decide you want to purchase the full package, the $19.95 is deducted from the purchase price of WinVision. And the purchase price of WinVision is a mere $595. Now, this is for both WinVision 97 and WinVision Solo, which gives access to Windows 3.1. For those who desire both speech access and screen enlargement, WinVision offers an additional advantage. Since we design and manufacture both our own screen access and screen enlargement system, Magnum, we can guarantee that WinVision and Magnum 95 completely interact with each other. No more conflicts or problems caused by one manufacturer's screen access program and another manufacturer's large print program conflicting with each other. Again, you can contact us for additional details or free demonstration versions. Talking note takers. 1, introduction. 2, TransType and Braille Desk. 3, Squirt, Braille Pad, and Ergo Braille. Introduction. Artic manufactures a complete line of talking note takers to meet the needs and budgets of just about anyone. Do you prefer a standard computer style keyboard or Braille input? Do you want extensive, sophisticated functions, or are your needs more straightforward and basic? Are you looking for the best value, the most bang for your buck? Regardless of your needs and desires, you'll find a model from Artic that meets them all. Now, Arctic offers five models of talking note takers: the TransType 2000, the BrailleDesk 2000, Squirt, BraillePad, and ErgoBraille. Now again, let's take a brief look at design philosophy. One of the advantages we feel that Arctic's note takers offers is that it is a modern design. For example, our memory management system. On any note taker, you have a finite storage space for your files. Now, this storage space, in some instances that we've seen, is allocated in chunks. In other words, when you open a file, you have to estimate how large it's going to be and determine how many pages or 4K chunks of memory this file should be given. Now, if you then store a small amount of information in that file, for example, a 7-digit telephone number, at the minimum, that file is still going to take 4K of memory. What we've done with our memory manager is we've made it like a modern computer. It is a memory manager that automatically allocates memory to a file as needed in 1-byte increments. So in other words, just like on a computer, you open a file and start typing. You don't worry about how large it's going to be. The computer will automatically give you as much space as you need and do it in 1-byte increments. So for the same example, if you open a file and enter a 7-digit telephone number, that file is going to be 7 bytes long. Taking a look at those different approaches to memory management, for example, let's say that you're a student or you take notes in meetings quite frequently, notes being rather short, maybe you're only typing in 1K for each file. On the first system, which uses a page-oriented system, even if you have 2 meg of memory, the most you are going to be able to store is 500 files. On one of our low-end synthesizers, which has 750K of memory available, you're going to be able to store 750 files. That's a 50% increase in file storage space in a system that has 750K memory versus 2 meg of memory. So it's a great advantage and much more efficient. Another advantage is that we have designed modern computer-oriented software. For example, within our editor, you will find that it has standard modern functions like cut and paste, search, find, replace, and it's all done using keystrokes that are common to computer users. Control-C for copy, Control-V for paste, things of that nature. One advantage to this and to our overall design in general is that it is computer-based, designed after a computer. For example, our file structure uses directories and subdirectories. The files have a file name and an extension. One advantage to this is that if you are familiar with a computer, then you are going to find using one of our note takers a very easy transition. End of side one, continued on side two. For those people who are not computer users, they will find that utilizing one of our note takers is essentially a training course. Anything that's learned within our note taker, they will find easily transitions into the computer world. Another advantage is our design, the actual physical design. We use a very lightweight, high-impact aircraft aluminum case to make the unit very rugged. We utilize a custom keyboard design on our QWERTY note takers, which is a standard computer-style keyboard. Rather than using an off-the-shelf laptop keyboard, which we felt was a bit too large, we went to the trouble and expense of doing research with several local universities to determine exactly how small a keyboard could be and still be used for effective touch typing. Now, smaller keyboards can be found in palm top computers, things of that nature, but you'll find that they normally use chiclet or membrane style keys, which quite honestly, sighted people have difficulty typing on, much less touch typing. So our keyboards utilize very high quality computer style keycaps, very good tactile feedback, but again, they are as small as you're going to get and still be able to effectively touch type. TransType 2000 and BrailleDesk 2000. TransType and BrailleDesk are for those people who want the most power in a small package. Both provide exactly the same extensive, sophisticated functions and hardware in a compact 10 inches by 4 inches by 1 inch package. Both function as an external synthesizer for use with virtually any screen access program when connected to your computer. The only difference lies in the type of keyboard you prefer. TransType provides a standard computer or QWERTY style keyboard, while BrailleDesk has a traditional Braille input keyboard plus a computer style numeric cursor pad. A numeric cursor pad is also available as an option for TransType, which increases its length to approximately 13 inches. Blind individuals can now travel with the editing power of a desktop computer in a package small enough to hold in one hand. Unlike large laptop computers, TransType and BrailleDesk have a simple menu system that does not require learning complicated keystrokes or knowledge of DOS or Windows. Even people unfamiliar with computers can quickly learn how to use TransType or BrailleDesk. Yet, because their file structure and operation incorporate standard computer concept, users find it easy to transfer to using a computer if and when the time comes. TransType and BrailleDesk are small enough to fit inside a briefcase with room to spare, but don't let the small size fool you. They can store thousands of memos, names, phone numbers, projects, appointments, recipes, and so on. Files can be stored in the internal electronic disk memory, which is flash ROM, meaning that once a file is stored, even if the batteries go completely dead, the file is always safe. It is not going to go away. Files can also be stored in removable microflash data cards or transferred to a computer by hooking the note taker to the computer with a provided standard serial cable. These units are best described as a talking note taker and personal data organizer, but they have many other uses. They can also act as a spell checker or a primary speech synthesizer for computer access, an alarm clock message system, a calculator, a computer terminal connected via modem to online services, and so on. Quick start keys on the bottom row of TransType will immediately take you to many predefined organizer files such as telephone, dates, to-do list, shopping list, expense account, reminders, birthdays, planner, info, memo, diary, ideas, emergency calls, prices, weekly planner, and so on. To help protect the unit from theft, an owner ID can be locked into ROM and spoken on startup. This ID can only be cleared by Arctic for security, so once it's set, it's in there for good. Another feature is a startup password. Once you have set a password on the system, when it is first turned on, the password must be entered to be able to continue, thus keeping all of your data information safe and private. Both units feature both a high-speed serial and parallel printer port, removable battery pack, so a spare pack can be carried so that you're never left without power. They come with a plug-in transformer and a serial cable for connection to a computer. They also have a microflash memory slot, which fits a microflash card, which is similar to a diskette. It is essentially a solid-state diskette, which allows you to store files on it. An external disk drive is also being finished. Now, standard features on both TransType and BrailleDesk include 2,560K of memory. That's 2.5 meg of memory for file and workspace. Our Advanced Memory Manager, which guarantees 100% efficient use of file memory. The microflash slot for memory expansion cards, the removable rechargeable NiCad battery pack, the rugged aluminum case so that the unit weighs in at a mere 1.5 pounds, high-quality computer keys with standard spacing for comfortable touch typing, standard connectors for printer and RS-232 port, a serial data transfer rate of from 110 to 115,200 baud, friendly, easy-to-learn menu mode operation, which makes it very simple to learn the system when you first get it. As you become familiar with the system, you do not have to use the menus. We have shortcut keys which allow you to directly go to a specified function, an online help system, multitasking operation. This is similar to Windows. Essentially, on these units, you can run multiple applications at the same time. For example, you can open the editor on a letter, jump over to your telephone address book, and copy a telephone or a name and address to the pasteboard, move it back into your letter, open up the calculator, run a quick calculation, take the results of that and move it into your letter. So you can have multiple applications running at the same time and move back and forth between them. Personal organizer system with predefined files, date books and reminders, automatically checked and read at power up. So you can set a reminder to yourself that next Tuesday at 3:30 you have a doctor's appointment. Whether your unit is turned on or not, that alarm will go off. You can also set a reminder so that every time you turn the unit on, it checks to see if the entry in your reminder file matches the current date, and if it does, those entries that match the current date will be read for you. There is a modern style editor with automatic character insert at the cursor or type over mode, built-in find and replace, cut, paste, spell checker, which is stored in ROM, so it's always immediately accessible. A mirror program, which allows you to display the note taker's editor on the screen of a computer. A calculator with square root function and multiple memories. 10 alarms with messages that operate even when the power is off. Unlimited alarms can be stored in files. Terminal emulator, which supports X, Y, and Z modem protocol. An indexed book reader program that allows you to set bookmarks, read in a directed fashion, and more. On the TransType, you can also utilize the SDF and JKL keys on the home row for Braille input, either grade 1 or grade 2. And there is a grade 2 Braille back translator so that grade 2 Braille is automatically spoken in standard English. The StanCom utility, which runs on a PC and allows you to transfer files back and forth between the note taker and the computer. Remote installation of any brand of screen access program. In other words, you can store your screen access program in the note taker, walk up to any computer you happen to be near, connect it with the supplied serial cable, and load your screen access program from the note taker to the computer. Using the note taker as a synthesizer, the computer is now accessible. Squirt, Braille Pad, and Ergo Braille. This is Artic's latest family of low-cost talking note takers. At $995, these new products are priced less than some speech synthesizers alone, yet they offer all the power and convenience of a talking note taker, plus the ability to use them as an external synthesizer. Now, all three offer the same extensive functionality, sophisticated hardware, and rugged reliability, and you take your pick based upon the keyboard style and size that you prefer. Now, the Squirt, which is a talking QWERTY keyboard note taker, is in a package that is 10 inches by 4 inches by 1 inch. The Braille Pad is a compact Braille keyboard in a standard configuration with the 6 Braille keys in a horizontal row. And this comes in a package that is 6 1/4 inches by 4 inches by 1 inch. Now, Ergo Braille is an exciting new approach. It is an ergonomic Braille keyboard. This has several advantages. The 6 Braille keys are laid out in something of a V shape. For example, if you are sitting comfortably at a table or a desk with your forearms resting on the table and your hands clasped together, if you take your hands apart and simply let them fall naturally to the table, your fingers fall in a V shape with the index finger of each hand just about touching. That position is exactly where the keys on an Ergo Braille are placed. Now this allows you to very comfortably type. You don't have to bend your wrist at all like you normally do. Normally you have to rotate your hand at the wrist to line your fingers up with either a standard Braille note taker or a QWERTY keyboard. In some people this causes problems. I think everyone has heard of carpal tunnel syndrome. In some people with arthritic conditions this is also a problem. A more natural position, which is what Ergo Braille uses, allows you to type for long periods of time without any problems with in the wrist or hand at all. One additional advantage to this is that it makes for a remarkably small package. The Ergo Braille is a mere 4.5 inches by 4 inches by 1 inch. Now, something that we've discovered since introducing this product that we hadn't originally planned on is we've had a number of school systems and other individuals come back to us and tell us that for children, especially small children with small hands, the Ergo Braille is ideal because their fingers very easily fit the keys. They don't have to worry about spanning large distances. So anyone with a small hand will find this very comfortable and very easy to use also. Now, all three of these simple, value-oriented speech devices are perfect for blind students, business people, or anyone who needs to take notes, look up personal information, or have pop-up reminders anywhere at any time. The high-quality feel of these keyboards will make long work days comfortable. All three devices also act as a speech synthesizer for use with any screen access program. Each device features over 700K of power-safe file storage. As mentioned, this is flash ROM, which means that once you have stored a file, even if you completely drain the battery, the file is safe. A modern editor with instantaneous edit and insert anywhere and built-in text searches provide all of the power that you need to do anything from taking simple notes to working on business and school reports. The efficient memory manager automatically allocates file space without any wasted memory. Programmable alarms and reminders can be useful for people with busy schedules. The built-in rechargeable NiCad batteries will give you a busy day of use without wall power. Terminal program and other software options are also available. All three of these devices feature over 700K of memory for file and workspace. The advanced memory manager, which guarantees 100% efficient use of file memory. Internal rechargeable NiCad batteries. A rugged aircraft aluminum case. High-quality keys with standard spacing for comfortable touch typing, a standard DB9 serial connector for printer and communications, which allows serial data transfer at from 110 to 115,000 baud. We provide a standard serial cable with that. A friendly, easy-to-learn menu mode operation, which makes it very simple to learn the system when first starting out, but shortcut keys are available as you become more familiar. An online help system, appointments and reminders that are automatically checked and read at power-up, modern style editor with character insert or type over mode, built-in find and replace, cut and paste, specialized field functions in the editor, which makes it very simple to create personal organizer files like telephone address books, diaries, or any kind of form of that nature that you want. A built-in calculator with square root functions and multiple memories. Alarms with messages that operate even with the power off, and unlimited alarms can be stored in files. The StandCom utility, which allows transfer of files between the note taker and a computer. Remote installation of any screen access program. You can carry the screen access program on the note taker and upload it to whatever computer you happen to be near. The note taker is then used as a responsive synthesizer hooked to your computer, but it can still function as a note taker without switching modes. All of our note takers act in this way. This is a real advantage, especially in a learning environment. We've had instances with students in computer labs who are learning, for example, a word processor on the computer. They're utilizing the note taker as their synthesizer, and as they become familiar with the concepts on the computer, they can simply reach over and enter notes on their note taker without having to switch modes. Again, there is a password privacy lock and an anti-theft owner ID that can be burned into ROM and spoken on power-up. As mentioned, there's an optional software package available, which contains four software packages. There is a terminal emulator which supports X, Y, and Z modem protocol, an indexed book reader which allows you to set bookmarks and read in a directed fashion, the mirror program which allows you to display the note taker's editor on the screen of a computer, and a telephone dialer which generates telephone touch tones for stored numbers. On both the BrailleSpeed and the Ergo Braille, you'll find that there is a high quality Braille key feel, and they also have a grade 2 back translator so that grade 2 Braille is automatically spoken in expanded English. Other products. A quick rundown of a few other products would be our Magnum 95 Deluxe. We're shipping our Windows 95 version of our popular Magnum screen enlargement program. You can get screen enlargement for Windows 95, Windows 3, and DOS all in one package. Why pay more for glitzy features that you'll never use? Magnum 95 Deluxe delivers all of the power that you'll ever need at the economical price of $595. In addition to its powerful features, ease of use, and incredibly low price, we can guarantee that Magnum will work beautifully with our WinVision 97 screen access program for those people who desire both speech and large print. We have a new Symphonics synthesizer model, the Symphonics 216 speech synthesizer card with our new enhanced text-to-speech algorithm, ADVEST. ADVEST universal interface allows it to be used by all our screen access programs and those of any other manufacturer. The Symphonics 201 speech synthesizer is a new low-cost synthesizer with the Sonics 3 universal interface and text-to-speech algorithm, and it's priced at a very low $295. Symphonics 201 is an economic alternative to comparably priced but lower quality synthesizers. We have some new low prices on some of our existing products. Our Symphonics P27 PCM CIA synthesizer with ADVEST now is a special low price of only $795. The Transport Classic external synthesizer is now $795. And the Mini Transport 1000 now includes additional features and added memory at the new low price of $995. Simply Computers. We've been contacted by many end users, agencies, school systems who are moving into the Windows 95 environment and either need to upgrade their computers or purchase new computers entirely. Because of this, we've arranged for a very high quality, aggressively priced line of computers that we call Simply Computers. And we offer this line of feature-packed, high-quality computers at prices so low, you'll call us just to make sure you're not hearing them wrong. In fact, the prices change so quickly in the computer industry that you should call us just to be sure you have the most up-to-date information. But as of this taping, we were able to offer a 133 megahertz Intel Pentium system for $999, a 166 megahertz Intel Pentium system for $1,099, and a 200 megahertz Intel Pentium system for $1,199. Now we also offer MMX Pentium systems at 166 megahertz, 200 megahertz, and 233 megahertz. All of these systems come standard with an Intel Pentium processor, it's an Intel motherboard, 16 megabyte of memory, a 2.1 gigabyte hard drive, 33.6 kbaud fax modem, a 2D video accelerator, 64-bit, 1024 by 768 with 1 meg of memory, a 16x CD ROM drive, a 1.4 3.5-inch diskette drive, a Windows 104 style keyboard, a Windows sound card, 16-bit, stereo speakers, mouse, 2 serial ports, 1 printer port, mini tower case with Windows 95 loaded, and a 1-year limited warranty. Now, optional packages are also available for additional memory, larger hard drives, and so on. And purchase any Artic synthesizer, screen access, or screen enlargement program with any of the above computers, and we install it free. Your computer will arrive fully accessible and ready to go right out of the box. Now, because these computer systems are custom designed, custom built, They are available within the United States only. However, Arctic representatives in other countries normally have access to computer systems and can usually install equipment on their own. Closing. You can order products that were mentioned on this catalog through an international Arctic sales representative or by calling Arctic Technologies. You can also mail orders to 55 Park Street, Troy, T-R-O-Y, Michigan, 48083 in the United States. Fax at area code 248-588-2650. Now, any prices quoted on this tape are in United States dollars and are subject to change without notice. If you live outside of the United States, please contact your local Arctic representative for current prices in local currency. And some Arctic products are custom built to order, so please allow a 2-week minimum for your order to be processed, built, and shipped. Call for availability. Expedited service is available. Thank you for your time. We look forward to assisting you in selecting and using adaptive products in any way that we can. All that we ask is that you contact us and allow us to help you by sending information, providing free demonstration versions of our products, or arranging demonstration of our hardware. Thanks once again, and feel free to contact us at any time.